Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers. And we have the inside track. Call now and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
Get ready to grip it and rip it.
All right, let's move on. We got golfers waiting.
Dedicated to bringing better golf to America, this is Tee to Green, the golf show.
That's right. We are teeing it up and talking golf because that's what we do every Sunday here on Tee to Green, the golf show. And all you have to do is listen. Hello, fellow golfers. Hello to all. And welcome. I'm Jay Ritchie, along with Debbie O'Connell. Producer Robert DeCosa, the Duke, is in master control. And we are locked and loaded for another edition of Tee to Green. Hope you had a great week as we work our way through the end of winter into some warmer weather and another great golf season. The pros are already at it. All the major pro golf tours, the PGA, the Tour Champions, LPGA, and LIV Golf have played at least one or two events. And joining us today, here on Tee to Green, LPGA Tour rookie Brooke Mathieu. After earning her way onto the LPGA Tour last season with a great year on the Epson Tour, Brooke made her debut last week in Florida at the LPGA Founders Cup. The 26-year-old missed the cut. She's taking this week off to work on her game and also taking a little time to join us today to talk about her life and her career. Brooke Mathieu today here on Tee to Green. Later in the show, one of the top LPGA teaching pros in the country will be here from New Jersey. We'll visit with Pam Boccaccio. For 20 years, she's carved out a great career teaching and working with both juniors and adults. And she joins us today right here on Tee to Green.
It's early Sunday morning. The sun is coming up. I'm on the tee at 7. I'm here to try my luck. They say this game's a tough one, but I'll give it my best shot. Though the bunkers look like beaches and the greens like parking lots. Oh, Lord, what club should I choose? You know I'm lost out in the forest. Save me from those double bogey blues.
It's America's longest-running network radio golf show. It's Tee to Green, now on Sirius Channel 217 and the Sirius XM app, the SXM app. You can also catch us streaming live every week at sportsbyline.com. Jay Ritchie, along with Debbie O'Connell, we're teeing it up and talking golf next with Brooke Mathieu right here on Tee to Green.
All aboard!
There's a new way to travel, and it's one of the oldest forms of transportation. Travel by train. Yes, consider traveling around the United States on Amtrak. Traveling by train is a lot less of a headache than taking a plane, and you'd be surprised how many places you can go on an Amtrak, and there's no passports or IDs needed. Find out how to get where you're going as soon as tomorrow by train. Call the Amtrak Travel Hotline right now. We'll book your trip and email your tickets within minutes. Skip the drive to the airport and skip the lines. Call right now to book your Amtrak reservations. We service most of the United States.
All aboard!
Do something new. Travel by Amtrak today.
800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. That's 800-262-3903.
Are you tired of making trip after trip on doctor visits only to get wrong medications that waste time, money, and cause you side effects? If you're on Medicare, call for a free medical assessment and determine which medications are right for you based on your genetic makeup with our convenient swab test performed in your home and mailed to our laboratory. No more trial and error. The results will tell you and your doctor which medications you don't need and identify more appropriate replacements. If you're on Medicare and take multiple medications, call now for our genetic testing service at little or no cost to you. It starts with a call for a free medical assessment and evaluation of your Medicare coverage. Make this free call right now.
800-948-6814. 800-948-6814. 800-948-6814. That's 800-948-6814.
Right now at Wendy's, get two of these fave items for just $7. The spicier classic chicken sandwich, Dave's single, or 10-piece nugs. It's an incredible deal, but an insanely difficult choice. Do you go double chicky sando, both spicy and classic, one beefy and one chicky? Or maybe you go all in on one and go nug max. Two faves for just $7? Gotta be Wendy's.
At participating Wendy's for a limited time only, select a request $2 for $7 deal to redeem. Not valid in a combo or with saucy nugs. Single item at regular price. Prices may be higher in Alaska and Hawaii.
The Columbia Interchange System was revolutionary when it was designed over 40 years ago, and it's still breaking ground to this day. Featuring 3-in-1 jackets that adapt to fluctuating weather patterns to keep you warm, dry, and protected no matter what. Whatever the weather, Interchange is there. Shop Interchange jackets and more at Columbia.com.
Listen, because we speak their language here on Tee to Green, the golf show. Welcome in. I'm Jay Ritchie, along with Debbie O'Connell. Great to have you. Thank you for listening, and thank you for being the most important part of what we do every week here on Tee to Green. What we do is talk golf, and we got a couple of guests joining us today to help us do that. First, let's say hi to Debbie O'Connell. Hey, Debbie, how you doing?
Hi, Jay. I am doing great. It's a great weekend for golf and great for everyone to be listening to this show because we're going to get some amazing insights from the way to get onto the LPGA Tour and then the part of the LPGA, the LPGA professionals who teach and grow the game. So fantastic opportunity. I am in sunny Florida. I actually played golf yesterday and had a phenomenal time out there playing the game. So it's such a great game, Jay. I'm excited to be here to share it with everyone.
Yeah, it's we had one day this past week when I think it hit like 55 degrees, but we've been well below freezing here in Colorado for the past couple of weeks. So I am so jealous.
Yeah, you're not out there playing, are you?
Yeah, no, the clubs are getting rusty and dusty and spider webs all over them. So. Hopefully soon, though. Hopefully it'll change soon. Hey, later in the hour, Pam Boccaccio is going to be here. She's been, for the past couple of decades, she's been an LPGA teaching pro out of her home in Tom River, New Jersey. She's worked with adults. She's worked with juniors. She's worked with the First Tee, PGA Hope, which is the specialty golf program designed for veterans. So she has carved out quite the career, and like Debbie said, she'll be on to talk about that with us later in the hour. But our first guest is ready to go on the Tee to Green guest line. Our first guest is Brooke Matthews. She played collegiate golf at the University of Arkansas. She turned professional right around 2021, and for the past several years, she's been kicking around on some of the mini tours. And last season, she competed on the Epson Tour, and she had enough of a season last year that she actually earned her way onto the LPGA Tour. She got LPGA Tour membership for this season, played her first event last week, and we are so excited to welcome Brooke Matthews to Tee to Green. Hey, Brooke, how you doing?
Good, thanks. Thanks, guys, for having me.
Oh, Brooke, we're so excited to have you here.
Where are you hanging out these days?
I'm in Florida just for these few months, but I'm still living in Arkansas, actually, for the rest of the off season. But, you know, had to kind of escape to warmer weather for these months.
Oh, and it's been great in Florida, hasn't it? Where are you in Florida, Brooke?
I'm in the West Palm area, so it's been great.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm pretty lucky.
I'm just up the street in Stuart, so I know you're getting some great weather, and hopefully you're enjoying that and working on your game. I tell you, share with everyone, in case they don't know, the path to the LPGA Tour. What was the key in you becoming an LPGA Tour member this year as your rookie year?
I mean, it was a long journey. I actually first got my LPGA Tour card out of college through the Q Series process in for 2022. Didn't have a great year. Spent a couple of years on Epson, and this last year I feel like I finally kind of found my footing in the professional golf world. I kind of got used to like the schedule of it, the grind, the lifestyle that's just a little bit different from amateur golf and college golf. And so I was finally able to, play some good tournament rounds. I had a pretty consistent season, lots of top 10 finishes, and was able to get enough points to get my LPGA card.
Yeah, explain to everyone, in case they don't know, how that works with the Epson Tour. It's kind of like the minor leagues in a sense, but you can also qualify to be a full-time member on the LPGA Tour when you're in the top of that. So just educate our listeners, just in case they don't know, the Epson Tour and the power of that for tour players.
Yeah, so the Epson Tour is the qualifying tour for the LPGA, kind of like the minor leagues, it's essentially, if you know, the Korn Ferry for women. So we play a full season. I think we had 18 or 19 events last year. It's usually somewhere around 20 events all around the country. And this was the first year it's on a point system. So every finish, every cut you make, you get a certain amount of points depending on where you finish. And at the end of the year, the top 15 get their LPGA cards. So I was lucky enough to finish fifth this past year. So I locked up my status for this year, for this 2025 season on the LPGA.
You know, Brooke, a lot of people play golf, but very few get good enough to play collegiate golf, fewer yet even to some of the mini tours, and, of course, a very elite group that makes it onto any professional tour like the LPGA Tour. Has this been a long-time aspiration, a long-time goal of yours? And when did you start dedicating yourself to getting to the LPGA Tour?
Yeah, I would say I was probably in high school, honestly. You know, it was the dream at that point. It felt kind of out of reach. I knew I had a long way to go, but my first goal was to play in college. And once I did that, I got to go to the University of Arkansas, which I'm a lifelong Razorback fan, so that was like the ultimate dream for me. And then once I got to Arkansas, I kind of had to learn the ropes of college golf. And I just got a little bit better every year, and then by the time my senior year hit, I realized that I was maybe good enough to go pro. And, you know, it was always the dream to play on the LPGA, but I'm pretty lucky. You really just never know. You know, you kind of have to have timing on your side. You kind of have to have a lot of things, I guess, work in your favor. But I was lucky enough at Arkansas to have a lot of girls on my team that did make it to the LPGA, and so I kind of got to see what that looked like and, you know, what their games looked like, what their processes looked like, and, you know, also be able to pick their brains and kind of just learn from them. And I was always open to learning from my teammates, so I was pretty lucky.
Yeah, did you have a particular mentor?
There's a great quote.
Coach?
Can I just throw in this quote, Jay? The harder I work, the luckier I get.
That's
and
true.
I don't remember who said that. I think it was a golfer, actually. And so, luck with the hard work, I imagine. So go ahead, Jay.
I was going to say, did you, Brooke, have a particular mentor or a coach or somebody that really was instrumental in helping you to get where you are?
Yeah, I would say there were a few. My college coaches at Arkansas, Shauna and Mike, I mean, they were there for me literally every day in my college career, and even to this day. They're so good at, you know, kind of keeping you on the train tracks. I mean, golf it's a tough sport, especially in college. You know, you have a lot going on just in your life. You're in school, you're doing all these different things, and they show up every day, and, you know, they create our practices, and they see kind of what we don't see. They're very process-driven, and they really had a good pulse on how to make us better and, you know, how to make me better specifically. So I have a lot to thank them for. And also my swing coach, his name's Philip Walker. I've been working with him since I was 12 years old on my golf swing, so it's been like 14 years now, and yeah, there would be no way I'd be here without him. He's really helped me, obviously, with my swing, but just, you know, he helps me love golf, which I think is one of the most important things when you go through the roller coaster of this game at a high level. Just liking what you do, I feel like it's such an important piece that oftentimes, you know, people get caught up in the grind and the this and the that and the, like, you know, pedal to the metal and everything, but it's so important to just enjoy it, like, because it is a sport at the end of the day, you know.
The joy and the happiness actually puts you in a much better mental state of mind. Share with us, when you were setting a scoring record, an NCAA 54-hole scoring record at the University of Arkansas, what is that like in terms of the mental game when you're playing one of your best rounds and repeatedly, hole after hole after hole, day after day? How does that challenge you mentally?
Yeah, totally. I mean, honestly, that was probably the easiest week of my college career. You know, every once in a while you catch lightning in a bottle, and it was just one of those weeks where I felt like I couldn't miss. This was the fall of 2021. It was in Charleston at a course called Yeamans Hall. I already had very special memories from there. I actually played my very first college event there back in, I don't know, I guess 2018 or whenever it was. And so I already had, like, I guess, good vibes going on there, and there was good memories because I had done decent my first time there. And so being able to go back for my senior year and be able to do something like that, it was pretty special. You know, it doesn't happen all the time, obviously. I haven't done probably anything like that quite since. But, yeah, honestly, mentally just having fun with that week because I was making a lot of birdies. Like, I had all the momentum. Like I said, I couldn't miss. You know, it's the rounds where you don't have your best stuff that are the most mentally challenging, and you got to find a way. Like, maybe your swing's a little off, and you got to rely on your short game, or you know, you're on a cut line, and you got to find a way. I think those are the weeks where you grow mentally the most. I mean, because when you're playing good, you're playing good, and it's all great, and you're like, I'm never going to play bad again. Like, this is easy. But obviously, that's not the case of anyone who's ever played golf.
Our guest is Brooke Matthews, 26-year-old newest member of the LPGA Tour. She played in her very first event last week in Bradenton, Florida, in the LPGA Founders Cup, and we're going to get her thoughts on that and how things went for her as we continue. Brooke Matthews, our guest today on TD Green, Jay Ritchie, Debbie O'Connell. We'll take a break, and we'll be right back with more right after this.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about, Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Welcome back to Tea to Green Radio Show. I'm Debbie O'Connell along with Jay Ritchie, and our guest today is LPGA Tour professional Brooke Matthew. Now, Brooke, you had an amazing experience. You competed at Augusta. You played in the Augusta National Women's Amateur with the Masters 7 weeks away. Share with us your experience at Augusta.
Yeah, my experience at Augusta, it was one of a kind. It's probably one of my, if not my favorite golf memory. I got to play the ANWA, the Augusta National Women's Amateur, in 2021. It's such a cool event, and, you know, hats off to Augusta for doing that. It's so big, I think, for the women's game and for the amateur golf game. Just walking on those grounds, I had my coach caddying for me. And so it was just a really special moment. You know, obviously with the golf tournament, we were competitive and trying to play as well as we could. But, man, it was just one of those weeks you never forget. So I'm super grateful that I got to play in that before I turned professional. And, man, like, I look back on all those memories, and I can only smile.
What were the greens like at Augusta, and did you actually have a local caddy help you with the greens? Because that is probably one of the most challenging parts of playing that golf course.
Yeah, they're very challenging, but, man, they roll as good as any greens you've ever putted on in your life. I mean, that's probably obvious, but, yeah, super fast, super subtle breaks. I am in the practice round, we had a local caddy that kind of helped us and, you know, showed us some stuff. But in the actual tournament, it was just me and my coach, and we actually putted pretty well. So I think we did good there. But it's, yeah, they're really, really tough to read.
And how about just the stepping on there with the history of Augusta? I know it was one of your greatest memories. Does the history of golf come back to you when you step on a course, when you look at, you know, Bobby Jones, like everyone who's played there over the years?
Yeah, 100%. You know, it's kind of surreal playing out there, and it's like literally every single hole you're like, oh, like Tiger hit this shot from here, or, you know, this is where Bubba hit that hook around the tree. Like, it's just nonstop, you know, flooding of memories that, you know, you've seen on TV and in replays and everything since, at least since I was a little kid, and even before that. And so, you know, being on those grounds and like actually stepping in those spots, it's pretty surreal. That was definitely the most nervous I've ever been on a first tee shot in my life.
You also represented the U.S. in the Curtis Cup, which also must be a pretty nerve-wracking experience when you have the USA, the red, white, and blue, and you know you're representing your country as well as your team, as well as yourself in the game of golf. How did that experience help shape your game as you go on to the LPGA Tour?
Yeah, that was a really unique one. That was such a fun week. I made the Curtis Cup team in 2021. We got to go over to Wales to compete against Great Britain and Ireland, and it was my first time playing true links golf. And so that was a really cool experience to begin with. But I had such a great team that week, and, you know, the minute we got there, we all just kind of gelled. And so that made that a lot easier. We had a really good team. I knew I could trust them. I was friends with some of them already going in there. And so we really just enjoyed it. That was kind of our thing, you know. We want to play good golf. We want to win the Curtis Cup and bring it back to the U.S. It's such an honor to get to represent your country. I've only got to do it a couple times. So being able to soak all that in and also being in a cool spot that I've never traveled to before, it was really, really cool. It's an honor.
Our guest on the show today is Brooke Matthews, 26-year-old LPGA Tour rookie. I'm back, by the way, so I apologize for the technical difficulties, but thanks for jumping in there, Debbie, and carrying the segment. I had a question for you, Brooke. So you got a little bit of taste of what the big time was like playing at Augusta and playing in the Curtis Cup, but then a little over a week ago, you show up in Bradenton, Florida, your very first official LPGA Tour event. You look around, and there's Nelly Korda, and there's all the top female golfers in the world. What was that like?
Yeah, it's cool. You know, I've played several LPGA events before, but that was my first one in over a year. So it's cool, you know. I didn't have my best golf, but a little rusty. Hadn't played a tournament in a few months. I think that had something to do with it, but still felt really good about my game. Just didn't quite show up on the scoreboard this week. Yeah, it's great. I'm lucky enough to have a lot of friends out there, you know, from former Razorback golfers to my friends that I, you know, met in college and played on the Epson Tour with. And so, yeah, it's definitely a little bit bigger of an environment, but at the end of the day, it's the same sport. And once you get out there, you just kind of go back to competing like you do.
Brooke, how do you prepare both mentally and physically for this grind of professional golf? It's grind, you love it, you love the game, and it's your career and it's your job. And, you know, it's unlike having a contract that you get automatically paid. You've got to play well to make money and make it your career. So how do you prepare for that mentally and physically?
Yeah, I mean, it's hard. I mean, I guess on the physical side, just making sure your body is as strong and, I mean, I guess in shape as possible, especially for, we walk like, 6 miles a day for weeks straight, especially we go on a big stretch. I think doing a lot of recovery, warm up before the round and recovery after the round, I think is a little bit underrated. It's really important on the physical side. On the mental side, I mean, yeah, it's hard. I think for me, when I first turned professional, I kind of like live and died by every round, and that was mentally exhausting. Now I feel like I've had enough tournaments that it's like, hey, if I have a bad one, like, that's just gonna happen. I mean, you play 25 weeks out of the year, like, you're gonna be off a few of them. Like, that's kind of just a guarantee, no matter who you are. And so, just being able to take it as that and not let it get to you as much as you possibly can, I think putting things into perspective, we get to do something really cool that not a lot of people get to do and a lot of people dream of doing and never get to do. So yeah. Just enjoying it as much as possible. Like, we're pretty lucky, you know, like, whether this is my last year on tour or I have like a long year on the LPGA. Like, I want to look back and say I really enjoyed my 2025 season on the LPGA Tour. And I don't think that has to do with anything with how I play. I think it has to do with all the other stuff.
The tour, the LPGA Tour, is off this week. You're off this week. When can we see you back out there?
I'm going to I don't get into the first couple Asia events, but in a couple weeks I fly to China. So that it'll be my first time in Asia, so I'm looking forward to that. That's the first week of March. And then after that, we have a couple weeks off, and I'll be in Arizona. So we'll be back stateside for a while after that.
All right. Sounds good. It occurs to me, as we're talking here, you being a rookie, is this the first interview you've done with anybody since you made it to the LPGA Tour?
I think it's probably one of them this year. A few years ago, I definitely, kind of did that circuit. But this is definitely one of the first ones of this year, so that's pretty cool.
That is pretty cool. A little feather in our cap, Deb.
Yeah, it sure is. It sure is. Well, and Brooke, what do you like to do? You mentioned the recovery after a round just physically. How about when you're not in the grind, you're not practicing, you're not playing, you're not in an event? What do you do to relax, recharge? Any fun hobbies or favorite travel spots that you go to? How do you get your mind on the calmer side and rest and relax and recover?
Yeah, especially on the off weeks and stuff, just doing, I guess, quote-unquote normal people stuff, like hanging out with friends. I have some pretty cool roommates, so we hang out. We went, play pickleball last night. Just doing stuff that gets your mind off of golf, really, and just being able to relax and have fun and just enjoy it.
All right. Brooke, well, I wish we had more time, but thanks for taking the time to join us today. Best of luck the rest of your career, and come back and visit with us again soon.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Brooke, absolutely. Matthews. Thank you, Brooke.
LPGA Tour on TD Green.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Do you hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, CarShield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call CarShield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet, protect your car with CarShield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-425-2317. 800-425-2317. That's 800-425-2317.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
It's interviews, and it's lots of fun, too. We do it every week right here on Tee to Green. News, interviews, and fun for everyone interested in golf. I'm Jay Ritchie, along with Debbie O'Connell. Debbie, I think we're still trying to... Yeah, Pam is ready to go, so I'll let you take it from here.
Oh, absolutely. I'm so excited. Our next guest is a true game changer in the world of golf, combining top-tier instruction with an incredible passion for growing the game. Pam Boccaccio is an LPGA Class A teaching professional and director of golf at the Nine at Merrick Golf Course and Lido Golf Club. She's a dedicated member, a mentor to all golfers, all skill levels, all ages. Pam is also a U.S. Kids Golf Certified Instructor and a First Tee Certified Coach, bringing years of experience in junior development. She has been a driving force in expanding opportunities for young girls in the game, running one of the nation's most successful LPGA girls golf programs. Her Girls Golf Jersey Shore chapter boasts over 125 active members. This contributed to her winning the LPGA Northeast Section Junior Leader of the Year Award. I think her 25 years as a physical education teacher and then a director of youth programming certainly contributes to her passion for youth development. She's got a commitment to developing players of all skill levels, and she continues to make an extraordinary impact. Welcome to the show, Pam Boccaccio.
Good morning, and thank you, Debbie. Good morning, and thank you.
Hi, Pam.
We mentioned your years of experience, Pam, as a physical education teacher, and then, of course, the director of youth programming. How have you brought that to the game of golf?
Well, first of all, it's always at the end of the day, I always say, I'm a teacher. I'm a teacher first, and connecting with my students of all ages at that level, knowing what I need to bring to the table to connect with that specific student. And that's where my experience has been honed in what works for one student or what language works for one will not work for another. So the experience coming out of teaching first has helped me tremendously.
Yeah, it's definitely around teaching the student. We are all different human beings for sure. And golf continues to evolve, and we bring more and more people of the game who are more and more diversified. So I love how you do that. Is there a philosophy you have besides teaching the student and how you tailor your different approach to golfers of different skill levels?
Oh, absolutely. It's important for them, first of all, to feel comfortable. That is one of the most important things. So make them feel comfortable. Have them understand that it's going to be okay. Like a lot of students I see of all ages, they come and they're nervous. But my approach, my philosophy is always student first, meet them at their midpoint where they're comfortable, and then build from there. And listening, you have to listen. And my philosophy is extremely based on learning styles and how you approach the learning environment.
Has that changed a lot through the years, Pam, or did you start out with that philosophy and just continue to keep doing it through the years?
Well, as a teacher, and as any teacher could say, you make some mistakes at the beginning. And as an instructor now, and coming through the years of 25 general youth development years, just not only in the classroom, you begin to learn, you listen, you become a very good mentee as well as a mentor, and I believe we can't stop learning. We just can't, because Debbie may say something to a student, and I could say, I've never saw it that way, or I never thought to approach it that way. So it's years of filling the baggage with good things.
What are some of the biggest changes you've seen, Pam, in the industry, and particularly in the growth of women's golf?
More women are coming to the game, and I absolutely love it. Merrick and Lido are under the umbrella of the Kelly Brook Golf Academy, which has brought a tremendous amount of women to that area to play golf. Prior to that, the professionals there were all men. There weren't a lot of female instructors present, but now that we have female that are leading the charge there, everyone sees me. Even on a snowy, rainy day, I will be at the course. I will go there, and you have to be there. You have to be present within the game to open the door to them.
What is your vision and Kelly's vision as growing the game and just at your facility in particular, the nine at Merrick Golf Club and then Lido Golf Club?
Introduce programs that are welcoming, that anyone at any skill level can participate in, and more importantly, have success in. That is the most important thing. We've brought in so many different clinics and classes, our 101s, our 201s, our different styles of on-course learning, and it's brought out the female golfers, and it's really nice to see.
You said earlier you can't stress enough the importance of listening. Is this kind of based on what you're getting back from your students? Is it based on what you're hearing feedback-wise?
Yes. It's very important when you approach a new student to find a common ground, find a rapport, and just listen to them. Listen to their concerns. Do that little interview, i.e. right out of the LPGA playbook, of understanding where they are, they're scared sometimes, the women, they're nervous. So listening to them and really hearing them, that it's going to be, and then with a really good, comfortable response, yes, I hear you, absolutely. It can be a little nerve-wracking out there, but we'll get through this. It's going to be okay. And I think a lot of times female golfers just want to hear that. They're under this belief that everyone that goes out there in the group before them or the group behind them are scratch. And the truth of it is they're not. So we have to demystify this for them. It's and hearing it from someone that has a little experience and, oh, they're not all scratch. No, they're not. and that's where the listening and communicating with them happens. And there's like that magical thing that then takes place on the lesson tee.
You know, having perspective and great listening skills could be the best advice we can offer parents as well. You've been
Absolutely.
Teaching youth for so many years, Pam. I'm sure you've had a variety of types of parents involved. What advice do you have for a parent, a grandparent, an aunt, an uncle, someone who is supporting a young golfer in this game? What advice would you give them to help their relative, someone they care about, learn and grow in this game and become the best player and as well as the best person they can be in the journey?
Wonderful question, and I'm going to make a large billboard and place this somewhere. And my line is always this: let them love it first. Let them learn to love the game. And I'm sometimes can be a little blunt, and I will tell the parents before we all step in and begin to ruin it for them. Let them love it. Let them find their way under guidance, figuring it out. The love and the passion has to come from them. It can't come from the coach. It can't come from the parents. They have to love it first before we begin to step in and provide the guidance that they need. With their, always with the golfer, the junior, steering the ship, because it's their journey. We're just coming along to give them all the support they need. But it's very important for them to love it first, have them have that beginner spirit, have them have that discovery spirit, and then that's where the growth will begin with the game for them.
Yeah, that's
Jay, we just heard that from Brooke Matthew, didn't we? That she had a coach help her keep the fun in the game and still always love it, even though what she does as a tour player now is a grind sometimes, and she has her ups and downs. So, Pam, I think you hit it. Wouldn't you agree, Jay, from what we heard from Brooke?
Yeah, exactly. I was thinking the same thing. Pam Boccaccio is our guest, LPGA Class A teaching pro, and Pam just finished her PGA Hope certification, which is, if you're familiar with PGA Hope, specialty golf program designed for our veterans, and that's a whole new level of reward, I'm sure, for you, Pam.
Oh, absolutely. I was honored to be part of the certification program. I participated in it in New Jersey when I was still a resident there. And what I took away from that training was so many incredible pieces, but one piece just kept resonating to me was how many female veterans wanted to participate in the program, but they felt more comfortable with a female instructor. And they were very light on having female instructors. And that's what really spoke to me, that there's these incredible women out there, the bravest probably in the world, and they just wanted to have a female coach present for them to teach them. So I'm looking at hopefully this coming year that we can have an all-female PGA Hope program at one of our courses.
Oh, that will be so powerful, because we learn as teachers that women like to do clinics with other women, just the comfort of it. They don't want to embarrass themselves. So I imagine at that level with women who are, you know, possibly struggling with some PTSD or other challenges and physical challenges as well, being around other women might be a bit more comforting. Have they done that at all in PGA Hope yet?
I believe there are a few programs across the country that are specific female-based, but I'm looking to do one here on Long Island. I know they have a lot of PGA Hope happening, but not one specifically for females, and it's long overdue.
Yeah, I would say it sure is. Speaking of Long Island, tell everybody where you are, and are the facilities public to them? Can they come out and see you, Pam?
Yeah, we got about 30
absolutely. I am in Merrick, Long Island, at the Nine at Merrick and Lido Golf Club. So I have lessons available at those two locations on Long Island. And I'm also going to begin with Baseline Sports, where you could work with me virtually. So if anyone is interested in working with me, having me take a look at their swing, there's a few ways that you could reach me.
All righty. Pam, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you, Pam.
Great work, too. That's Pam Boccaccio, LPGA Class A teaching professional. You're on Tee to Green.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Do you hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, CarShield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call CarShield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with CarShield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-425-2317. 800-425-2317. That's 800-425-2317.
Fastest hour in radio, quickest hour in golf. TD Green, not done yet. Quick check of pro golf action this week. The PGA Tour in San Diego, Torrey Pines. For the Genesis Open, Patrick Rogers, -8, Denny McCarthy, -7, a whole bunch of guys, including Rory McIlroy, Scotty Scheffler, Justin Thomas, are at -3, 5 shots off the lead, going to the final round today on Golf Channel and CBS. The elderly statesman of golf, the Tour Champions, Chubb Classic, Tiburon in Florida, Justin Leonard, right out of the broadcast booth onto the golf course, and he has a one-shot lead at -11 going into the final round today. Ernie Els is -10, one shot back. A bunch of guys are at -4, -5, -6, -7, including Bernhard Langer, who is at -4 for the tournament so far. Live Golf Down Under in Australia this weekend. Jon Rahm, Brooks Koepka, Bryson DeChambeau, Phil Mickelson teeing it up, but Joaquin Niemann takes a 3-shot lead in that tournament on the Live Golf Tour. And, of course, the ladies, as we heard earlier from Brooke Matthew, off this week. They'll be back in action overseas in Thailand next week. Boy, you nailed it, Debbie. You said at the start of the show, two great guests going to bring a lot of valuable information to TD Green today, and Brooke Matthew and Pam Boccaccio sure did.
They were amazing. I was so excited. And next week, we have another incredible guest, Brittany Lincecome from the LPGA Tour. They call her Bam Bam. So we'll ask her, how does she hit the ball so far?
All right. Yeah, Deb's going to have the show by herself with Brittany Lincecome joining her next week, and I'll see you in a couple weeks. Thanks to Brooke Matthew, and thanks to Pam Boccaccio. Thanks to Robert DeCosa in Master Control. And that's going to do it for today's show. We appreciate you joining us. Deb, great job as usual, and we'll talk to you soon. Thanks, everybody. Get out, play some golf. Hit them long. Hit them straight.